Starting or operating a small business is hard enough when you know what you're doing. But when it comes to understanding the law and how it could impact your business on a financial, operational, or even planning level, you need an attorney. Welcome to this edition of Tell Me About the Hard Part with your host, Attorney Siobhan J. Smith. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out from your kitchen table, Attorney Smith is ready, willing, and able to provide the information you need to successfully navigate the laws affecting your business. And now, here's your host and competent legal advisor, Attorney Siobhan J. Smith.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tell Me About the Hard Part. I am your host, Siobhan Smith. As you know, on this podcast, we talk about some of the more challenging parts of being a business owner, but also how those parts were overcome. And I say this every episode, but the reason I started this podcast is I felt like, and I still feel like, so many parts of entrepreneurship or kind of charting your own course are glorified, and no one really talks about some of the challenges and ways to overcome those challenges. So that's really what I wanted to be able to address on this podcast. So today, I have the pleasure of having Jessica Sinclair as my guest. She is the CEO and founder of Sinclair Master of Ceremonies, Inc. She created Sinclair Master Ceremonies, is the umbrella under which she provides MC services in addition to on-air hosting, interviews, public speaking, blogging, and voiceovers. She has a great voice. You'll hear it. Today, she is a multi-recipient of the Wedding Wires Couples Choice Award, the Caribbean American Healthcare Award, and in 2020, she won the Business Award from the Ladies of Third Thursday organization. She is, in addition to that, she is also a registered nurse. She holds the role of cardiac special procedure RN at Mount Sinai Beth Israel. She is also the co-founder of Nurses of Integrity, a community that celebrates and uplifts nurses. And she is also the founder of Network Like You Mean It. And the author of a book, which she'll talk more about. So as you can hear, she does a lot and obviously has to have a lot of energy to do all these things. So, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Podcasts like yours really matter for us to continue to share our narrative. So I'm super excited to be here, and I love that intro. Girl, I got to hire you.
I know you're a lawyer.
but thank you so much, Siobhan, for the opportunity.
Yeah. So the reason I was excited to speak to you is obviously from your bio, you do a lot, and you have found a way to really combine lots of different passions and lots of different expertise in addition to holding, you know, a job, a 9-to-5, so to speak. So I think there are a lot of people who are interested in, you know, having businesses, but they also have a professional career they like. So I just kind of wanted to talk to you about those things. And so, you know, your bio, which I just read, it's a lot of excellence there. Explain to us in your own words what you do in your own words.
So in my own words, I am a public advocate. I put people first, and all the different hats that I wear, the core is people. And I realize that I have a gift. We all have gifts. And so I realize that I need to monetize that gift so I can help persons get to the next level, help persons heal. So again, the motif here is people first. It's a foundation that was started in my home. I am the youngest of five, and so my parents really instilled community with us. We were those persons that would house people coming from, you know, Jamaica. My parents are from Jamaica, and they gave everyone that opportunity to come here to grow, to achieve this dream, for lack of a better word. Is it reachable? Is it attainable? Can persons and can women claim that space? Can black and brown persons claim that space? So I was very aware as a young Jessica to know that I have something here. I said hi to everyone at the age of two. So communication came easier for me, and I know it's not as easy for others. So that's another core that allows me to have the different relationships and to start different things because I'm a very action-oriented person. There's one thing to want to do, and there's another way of doing it the right and proper way so you're not drained, you know. And people ask me, how am I a nurse? You know, I realize that as a nurse, there's different vehicles. And for your viewers that are in the healthcare, don't let the healthcare system bully you, because that happens when you want to go upward and onward, leaving the bedside. The bedside is the foundation. But let me tell you something. I knew early on that I wasn't happy in that setting. You can't let money dictate your happiness. And I think a lot of us are doing that because we have to put, you know, family first. I'm blessed. I still live at home. So my journey is a bit different. So I can be a little bit flexible. But what I'm saying is have the awareness to say, this is not okay. It's not okay to wear and tear my body. It's not okay for administration to treat me a certain kind of way. So where I'm at now in the healthcare spectrum, I work part-time. You know, you work part-time, you have the flexibility to start something, to take it to the next level. And as Sinclair Masters Ceremonies, I was doing it at the same time as I realized that I had to say no more to something that truly put a smile on my face. It bothered me, you know, as a nurse, working 12-hour shifts, 3 days a week, it takes a toll. Weekend persons are looking to hang out. So again, I put the people first, and I realized I have something here and that I needed to switch and pivot so I can really be a thriving business. And that may mean working less on the 9-to-5 to pour into the passion. And we're not taught that. So as I'm able to now be a leader, as persons have labeled me such, I've never sought it out to be a leader as a nurse. I just knew that I needed to do something to help the community, to help the women, to help the men, to understand that collaboration is key. And so everything kind of organically will mesh, guys, once you know your why, once you know your purpose, then realize why were you born. And when you take yourself away from the daily grind, imagine how things can manifest because you're thinking differently, you know? And so, like I said, I've always been aware of what's around me. I'm an avid reader on wellness books to get my mindset, the conditioning. Let that sink in. Mindset conditioning takes time. You have to do things more than one time for your brain to understand that, but you got to give yourself the opportunity. And like I said, I understand that, you know, I'm single. I don't have other things going as far as a family dynamic like other women do. But if you can take something from me, I would say to learn how to carve out some time for yourself. It could only be 20 minutes a day, but really and truly understand what your journey is and how you can move forward in a right and proper way. And I tell my clients that you need a vision board. You know, this is another good takeaway gem from this podcast, is that you have to see it to believe it. There's days I was frustrated. Absolutely. I took a pay cut. I take a pay cut, you know. But there's something, when something fuels you, you can't wait to wake up in the morning. You can't wait to grab a notebook, which I tell everyone, have a notebook on the side of your bed. When you're sleeping, that's when the juices are flowing, because you're at that state of calmness. So, you know, a lot of different things will manifest once you know your why. But it's not that I have so many different things going on. It's just that I know how to blend the different things. Balance is hard. I learned the word blend last year, and it gave me a sense of comfort to be able, Siobhan, to blend things that really make me happy. And as a cardiac nurse, a specialty cardiac nurse, it really is unheard of, you know, to be at the age that I'm at, to have the level of experience. I'm only a nurse 3 years. And I say only because a lot of these specialties really and truly want you to walk away, or rather come in with 5 to 10 years experience. Mm-hmm. But once you know your worth, once you know how confident you are, ladies and gentlemen, this conversation is different. They will feel that when you're sitting across at an interview. So I am blessed. I know I'm blessed, you know, to be able to work with top cardiologists, to put person's heart, back into a normal rhythm. That's big stuff there. But I had to be ready for this big stuff that's coming my way. And there's days I'm like, oh my God, people are like, hey girl, hey, you know, they expect so much from me, but I'm here to serve. And once you know why you are here, guys, things will start to manifest for you.
So let's dive into one of your entities, the emceeing work that you do. You mentioned that you were kind of speaking to people on the street from as a toddler. How did you go about saying, I can monetize kind of being a speaker and kind of not having fear when it comes to speaking to people? Kind of what were the steps you did to really start to monetize being an MC? What are some tips you can give people in terms of public speaking? I mean, I think most people, it is a big fear for a lot of people in front of folks and speak. So, you know, how did you go about kind of monetizing your ability to be able to speak, and tips you can give people who are maybe fearful of public speaking?
Sure. So knowing that, you know, I was a burst of personality and listening to the crowd. So people are just like, where's your business card? I think once people start seeing you exude a passion or a project where you do so well, things will start to click. So what I was doing was I was just hosting some events, some local events, really pro bono. That's something that we have to learn to do to really start to be seen as a business. And I did a lot of collaboration pieces with different companies and individuals. And the feedback was just always so great. My brother, Pablo Sinclair, really emceed a lot of our events. I come from a big family. I saw how engaging people were when they saw him on the mic. And I said, oh, that's some power there. I love to be in control. Being an MC allows me to do such things as know to run a show. I come with my tips and tricks for my clients. They love that. So, you know, confidence. You know, one of the things I realized, you know, when people want to start a business, then they lack the confidence. And if you lack that, no one's going to pay for the service. No one's going to pay for that skill. So that's one thing I will let you guys know, or tell you rather, confidence is king. I'm a very confident woman. I don't know why. It's not really, I actually do know why. Let me rephrase. It's because I come from a family that came from nothing. They came here from Jamaica. They all lived in one bedroom, 4 children and 2 parents. Imagine that, you know. So once I see the story, I have to do something. And so your work ethic changes. I was no nonsense my first year. People are like, oh, my God, there you are on a flyer again. I said, yep, it's me again, because I put that energy out there. The booking started increasing because they realized it wasn't just an MC that's behind the DJ booth. She's a mover and shaker, you know. So people love the energy, and I don't know how to turn it off, and that's not something I want to do. That's what makes me so great. As a public speaker, practice makes perfect. I think a lot of people with social media, they think everything's an overnight success. You start comparing yourself. Again, public speaking was my background. We didn't talk about that, but my background, I have a bachelor's in media and communication. So I built my skills on a foundation. So, okay, you can't go to school, but there's YouTube great videos. Come and join my network. I teach these tips. The tips that I teach is practice is key. You want to record yourself, because we're our toughest critic at the end of the day. So you want to record your voice. You may want to even see yourself in a video. Sometimes you got to cringe, but you have to learn to see yourself as a person that has something very important to say. So what I would say is record your voice, record yourself on camera, be an expert at something. If you want to talk and be taken seriously, we have to feel it, right? Do your research on the topic. I think also a lot of speakers don't devote a lot of time on the research piece. Have your tips simple. Bullet. I love a good bullet point. It helps you remember certain words. I think you guys are putting too much on a post-it or whatever you're reading from, so it doesn't come across as authentic. Bullet points will definitely help you. Record your voice. Record what you look like. Research your audience, because sometimes the message is lost and people start tuning you out. Really and truly, your message needs to be smart. And that's what I teach as well. Your SMART message, it has to be scalable. You have to use power words, right? But starting out, I think you need to have dialogue with people around you. And once your voice stops quivering, you're like, okay, I'm confident. But you won't be confident if you don't even know what you sound like. And like I said, for me, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, my God, it's my voice again. But I needed that to understand what I need to tweak. Also, take a deep breath. A lot of people don't know the greatness of meditation and feeling centered in your core. You know, I do fasting. That helps you with public speaking. You are more present. Your energy is there to deliver the speech. So those are different things that you can do, guys, to help with public speaking. Also, do not look at everyone in the room. Focus on one person. That one person that smiled with me, as soon as I walk in their room, that's my person. And I am very strategic with public speaking. So you have to understand that your message just has to be smart. It just has to be a smart message. But also, you want to vibe with one person. You don't need to scan the whole room for validation. The one person that smiles with you, let's focus on them because they're going to put you at ease. You know, look ahead. Don't always look at the front row. Always kind of look like you're looking at the back of the room so you look like you're focused. Even if you're shaking your boots, we will not know. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have to spend the time. It takes time to deliver a great speech and also use the bullet points format versus writing everything word for word because now you're not looking at your audience. You just want some key words to get it going.
Right. So I think what you said about practice is really great, and I think so many people think that you will just be great at something kind of out the gate, and really kind of recording, looking in the mirror, looking at yourself is really key. And I think that networking is very similar. Like people just think they're bad at it, and that's just that, and there's nothing that they can do about it. But you have a whole company, network like you mean it, what you founded. Yes. I know you give workshops and tips on cultivating and maintaining meaningful relationships. Tell us a little bit about the company, how that works, but also about some of the tips you give folks in terms of networking.
So Network by Community, like I said, you know, I came out the gate straight out of nursing school. The day I graduated was the day I knew that I'm going to start a business. But starting a business, you got to show up, right? And I realized I showed up, but people were not responsive. They were taking too long to respond to an email. Maybe I was emailing them at the wrong time. I wasn't asking the right questions. So maybe after 2 months, I'm like, okay, I want this so bad. I have to let the world know I'm here. Let me really focus on what I'm going to do. And so I started to go in the back of my head of my communication 101 days. And so you have something, you have the tips, you have the skill, but now you have to apply it differently. And so I said, if I can do this 10 or 15 or 20 more times and it works, I have something. And that's how the platform got created last year, Network Like You Mean It. It is for everyone who wants to understand a soft skill. And the reason why it's for everyone, because it's a skill that has not been taught traditionally. We haven't been taught how to build a relationship. And what I realized, what makes me so great at what I do, it's about collaboration. So we go down to the basics. I'm right now, and I want to build your confidence up. So we'll talk about ways to do that. Once you know your confidence and what you bring to the table, you're more confident to connect with people. And one of the things one of the first tips that I have to establish is understanding my why, because there's going to be days, guys, when you don't get that phone call after following up twice. But once you know why, you have to continue to follow up or continue to be passionate about networking because you're trying to change your trajectory. That's big for me. So I can't, I just can't take that one building block or that one boundary or wall that went up to say, hey, guys, I'm not going to network. So tip number one is understand your why. Understand why you need to connect with that person. Understand that networking is a relationship, right? Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to take time to nurture. So one of the things I ask the contact, you know, at an event is, you know, what are your interests? It's kind of like an interview is what I really explained it. Or like, you know, dating, right? You want to know their interests, because if I know what you like, I'll send you something that you may be passionate about. People want to know that you care. And I think that networking for a lot of the times was attached to dollars and cents. That'll come after. I'm not even worried about that right now. What I want to do is build something organic. So you understand your why. You need to know what their likes are. That's what you start the day you meet them. You want to keep your conversation always. I'm always about SMART goals. You want to keep that conversation smart and tight. You don't want to give them too much info about yourself. Right? That will come later. So you need to understand the who, what, when, and where. Where are you? You know, is it noisy? Is it a good time to talk? You know, these are strategic things that will show as you build your networking portfolio up. You need to be humble, because I think a lot of us get, like I said, like me, I got frustrated. I'm like, well, forget you. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can't say that. I don't know what they're going through on the other side of the phone or the other side of the email. Internet has made it so much easier for us to connect. Are you following the right people? One of my tips is check out your social media. Are you following the people that you want to do business with? You know, are they uplifting? You know, social media is so great. What does your page look like? You know, are you always at a party doing shots? Does somebody want to connect with that person? I don't think so. You know, do you have a nice, strong profile picture? You know, these are the things that people are looking at now more than ever, guys, when you want to network. So like I said, we have to build a foundation up before I even give you my business card. I got to be ready. You know, you got to look at all the factors, because at the end of the day, everyone is connecting, maybe at a faster rate, maybe at a slower rate. But you, the individual, you have to make sure that you're doing it in a way where it'll come across as you really truly wanting to get to know the person. Everything else will come later. Also, your elevator pitch, that is key. Your elevator pitch, again, just like public speaking, that's the part of networking where you have to talk about yourself. You got to be confident, and you have to do it in less than 60 seconds. And and this is a great tip I'm going to share right now. As far as the elevator pitch, you need to wow me, right? So I want to know maybe, you know, things that everybody else doesn't know, you know, that's maybe not on your LinkedIn or I birdwatch. Maybe that's something that's not on your LinkedIn, but then I will say to you, so do I, right? So you want to come across when you're doing your elevator pitch, like I said, you want to come across as humble. You want to show up a little bit. Maybe you want to talk about where you went to school. But at the end of the day, your pitch should not sound too salesy. You know, hi, my name is Jessica Sinclair. I'm not going to tell you about all the hats because maybe that's overwhelming for you right then and there. I pick one thing. Am I the nurse today? You know, am I the networking expert today? You don't want to overwhelm people if you have a lot of vehicles. So I will pick 1 to 2 vehicles and keep it short and sweet.
I think what's great about all the great tips you share and when your tips about public speaking is just practice and being intentional and kind of coming up with a plan and working your plan and kind of having kind of a system and working that system. You also have the book with the same name, Network Like You Mean It, A Nurse's Journey to Entrepreneurship and Purpose. Tell us about your book. What can we expect if we were to pick it up and read it? And even the process of you sitting down to write the book.
Oh, man, all good stuff. I love your question. So Network Like You Mean It, really and truly, I'm really about staying on brand. It's trademarked. And so one of the vehicles that helped me, like I said, guys, from a nurse to entrepreneurship, there's a lot of gap in that area, putting the pieces together. And it was networking. In 1 year, I boosted sales. And like I said, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm being real with you guys right now. Networking will take you there. And so this collaborative piece came through networking. I joined this amazing networking group on Facebook, and she's the CEO of this particular group said, I've been watching you. I said, really? She said, yes, you're always on brand. I would love for you to be a part of this anthology with some amazing nurse bosses. And I said, nurse bosses? She said, that's what you are. I said, I am. Again, joining these groups is networking, guys. And so people will find the good people, will see the greatness in you. the good people will see the greatness. And she saw something in me. She said, you have a story. Everyone does. I said, I guess, you know, I thought I had to be 10 years in the game to have a story. Honestly, we psych ourselves out. And I wanted it to be called networking because I wanted to give some tips in the book for anyone. You don't have to be a nurse to get this book. My goal was to inspire and empower, but give you tools to go ahead and implement. I love implementation as one of the great things I learned as a nurse, implementing all my core values for my patients. I can do that in my sleep, implementation, because I love it. That's when everything is all about action, right, guys? And so this is what you're going to get from a book. You're going to hear about my pitfalls and passing the NCLEX, which for me, I wasn't successful the first or two times, but I didn't give up. It portrays the picture of resiliency. Every woman in this book has a story, and it has to resonate with someone. We are human. We all have blood in our bodies, and we all have something. But maybe my story will get you to do something differently. I built a legacy with this book, and I didn't even think of it. I'm like, just another task for me to achieve. I love tasks. I love systems. As I told you guys earlier, systems work for me. So this book is for everyone. It's for that college grad. It is for that high school senior. It is for that woman in corporate America that said, hey, I'm done here. What's my next step? This book will teach you that. It's a journey. It's called Take Flight, you know. And so once you start seeing women that look like you guys, that are telling you something that resonates within themselves, it just has to resonate with you. And I think that Black women, we have so much pride. We have so much to offer. We are leading in small businesses. That is huge. Support this book. Learn something to teach yourself, to teach someone else in a conversation. I love great dialogue. And I'm a great listener, and that comes with active learning. I can't stress enough how every part of your journey, guys, means something, but you got to be ready to listen, even if it's negative, you know. And I kind of just, you know, dust myself off and move on because I know what my why is. My why is so bigger than me that I can't give up. And, you know, 3 years in business, people like, wow, you know, when are you going to, you know, you did so much. I'm like, I'm just getting started because I know my purpose. I can't stress that enough. You know, it goes back to that vision board. You have to write it down for it to manifest, and you got to brew on it. You got to pray on it. You know, even if you're not the most holy person, if you can connect on a spiritual level, oh my God, you will start seeing things develop for you. Absolutely. And, you know, this book is available on Amazon. I just this week, I'm a bestseller author.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'm so excited. Yes, I am. So it people are telling a friend, and I would love to stay on this bestselling list. You know how that goes. It's up and down. But I achieved something that I didn't think I could because someone saw something in me. So we all have something to give, something to share, but we let fear handicap us. And you have to look in the mirror and say, hey, guys, guess what? Fear is useless. I used to say that every morning. Fear is useless until I started believing. It's not easy, you know. It isn't, but it feels so great when you can pivot and do something. Because the hard part, like how this podcast talks about the hard part, that hard part for me was understanding why I was born. And when I say it's the hard part, because once you know it, it's hard to go back. I cannot be the Jessica I was yesterday. I just have to keep on moving, you know. So I hope that answered your question of you know, why the book is so necessary. But I really am passionate about it. It's a great read.
So we'll take a quick break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contract, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Welcome back from the break. This again is Attorney Siobhan Smith. So when you talk about, you know, your growth, and you've been in business for just a few years now, and you're kind of on the path. What is next for you?
It's one of those things. I would love to see myself on a platform, if it's with me or I'm collaborating, where I would have my own show, my own either podcast or talk show. There's certain topics that I would love to talk about. Wellness is everything for me. As I said, I work in cardiology. I want to help my people to eat better, to understand things that can be modified or changed. So that would be great for me to have a platform of my own in that respect. I want to produce some great events for nurses. We are the foundation and the core. And this year, COVID-19 has shown the world how great we are. So with Nurses of Integrity, we want to have, we have a brunch coming out July 25th here in New York. Was supposed to be a few weeks, and it's to show us the community how special we are as nurses. So I would love to roll out and produce some great events for that platform. For Network Like You Mean It, the workshop, I would love to collaborate more with some universities and colleges. I've already been in two. God has been great, and to really help the younger, you know, from the high school students, with the, how would you call it, the city schools, they need these tips. So to really, you know, to build a workshop up and to help with the soft skill development, that's everything for me. As far as the Sinclair Masters ceremonies, I will be looking shortly to hire some MCs so I can pivot from that side of the business, so I can really pour in more into the workshops. And I would love to produce another book where it's solely on networking. It'll be myself giving more examples of a situation, more like a guidebook, if you will, something short where you can put it anywhere, you know, and have it help you right then and there. So it wouldn't be as bulky or anything like that. It'll be, like I said, all about implementation with me, actionable tips for the next book. That would be my goal for the next few years, to build up on each platform and give it the attention that it needs and to build my team up. Yeah, absolutely.
So how can people contact you? I know you have a lot of platforms you operate through, but how can people learn more about you, but also just kind of connect with you on social media and other ways?
Absolutely. So everything is on brand. I would say just start, head straight to my website first, and that is www.itsjessicasinclair.com. It's jessicasinclair.com. And from there, you'll see all the different vehicles. I have the MC website. We have the Nursing of Integrity. So you'll start to see the different tangible, and I call them phalanges, but the web. I have me in the center of the web, and then you can pick out where you want to see me next. Kind of, my website is very interactive. Instagram is the same thing. It's Jessica Sinclair. So that is a great place to land on my website and check out the different things I'm doing. Go ahead and sign up for my newsletter. I also give monthly tips, and not only that, you can kind of see me where I'm at next. I also share events with you guys, so you can go practice networking, which is great, that I've added to the work to the newsletter, and it's once a month. So look out for that. Once you go on the site, you can sign up for that as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much again for being a guest. You gave so many gems, so people should definitely connect with you so they can hear more, learn more, hire you to be an MC. The thing you said that really stuck with me was that when you're networking, that you're trying to change your trajectory. So approach it like that and approach your connections like that. So thank you again for that. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you all for listening. Please share this podcast everywhere across social media. Use the hashtag Tell Me About the Hard Part. Connect with me on Instagram. I'm at Siobhan J. Smith. I'm on Twitter, the SJS Law Firm, Facebook, Siobhan J. Smith. So thank you all again until we meet next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tell Me About the Hard Part with attorney Siobhan J. Smith. During this program, you received information and guidance to begin to navigate the laws that affect how you do business. However, Attorney Smith and her legal team would love to address your specific needs and ensure that your best interests are protected under the law. Schedule your personal legal strategy session today. Go to the sjslawfirm.com. That's the sjslawfirm.com.